Teira Ard, Vayeda, page 28. First column, 10 lines in the top of the page. Okay. Now, Treb is explaining in this possibly all Maimer that there's two types of symptom. The symptom of Siluk and symptom of Parsa. And he explains that between Atzilus and Bria, it's the Parsa. What's a Parsa? He explains it's like a mushal, that somebody gives a mushal to bring out a point. Now, really, the mushal has nothing to do with the point. Let's say you want to say that the revelation of Elokus is likened to sunlight. Okay? Now, Elokus has nothing to do with sunlight. Yet, by understanding the concept of sunlight, we'll understand a little bit how it works with Elokus. Or, you know, things like that. So he says like this. Vihine hamaskel yovin, an intellectual person will understand when a Rav teaches a concept through the level of a Moshul, when a teacher gives a Moshul, like Shlomo HaMelech gives 3,000 Mishalim, in the Moshul, yes, it's hidden through the Moshul, but the entire Seichel of the Rav is in the mashal. In other words, it's not a potential. Remember, by siluk, we learned it leaves from the actual to the potential, right? That, for instance, if the Rebbe is so infinitely greater than the student, even if he limits his seichel, it's not going to work. So then he has to, so to speak, put to the side or forget for a moment everything he knows. That means it's not in the actual anymore; it's just in the potential. And the other end of Parsa, when the Seichel goes through the Moshul, every part of the Seichel is in the Moshul. It's not the potential Seichel in the Moshul, it's the actual Seichel in the Moshul. But because in the Moshul, the thing that the Seichel dresses itself into, is not the actual Chochmah itself, it's only an analogy, a parable, a moshul. Yotz ele yotz lelamish leke inyan, lekach haskol leserab beinyan. Shemiramiz bei, therefore, the seichel that the Rebbe is alluding to in through the moshul, ein haskol in need of a niglis le talmud, elapi ha moshul. In other words, like this, when the Rebbe teaches the Talmud, the whole seichel is in the moshul. But the Talmud is able to understand it because the Moshul is something they understand. If the Seichel of the Rav would be without the Moshul, the child, the person wouldn't get it. Well, like we said, the Moshul of the Neshama from a battery, yeah? To the Neshama, the functioning of the Neshama is very difficult to understand. When you take a Moshul, something like a battery, and then you understand how it works. So the battery is in the world of the kid. Therefore, they can understand through the mashal how the neshama works. Siluk means the whole seichel of the Rav is now in potential. You're re-revealing a minute part of the seichel of the Rav. You're not revealing the whole seichel of the Rav is not in that what you're revealing.
In the Surah Chalamish, when the fire comes on, you see the potential.
Yeah, but it's only the potential. It's not the actual. Until the flintstone is rubbed,
right?
But that over there, it's not. Here we're talking about siluk. By Surah Chamash, there's no siluk. It's potential, right? But the fire grade has nothing to do with the Surah Chalamish. Fire is hot. Surah Chalamish is cold. It's just a potential of it. But even that, for instance, a match is also potential for fire.
Yes.
But lighting a match is much easier than lighting a flintstone.
Yes.
So even in potential, there are different levels. Chassidus explains, you can have coals and a grill. Yeah? The coals are what's called amimis. They're not burning, they're not lit. Okay? Now, There's no fire there yet. Open fire. All I need to do is blow on it, and the fire comes out. So those coals are also potential for fire. But that potential is revealed just by blowing on it. A match is also potential. But just by striking the match, it's... Surah Chalamish is much harder. Okay? If you put those coals into cold water and you're going to take them out, you can blow on it from today till tomorrow. It's not going to work. So even... One second. Even in potential, there are different levels of potential. Surah Chalamish is unique because it's the opposite of fire. You could put a Surah Chalamish in water for 100 years, take it out, rub it, and the fire is going to come. These, by the way, Chassidus uses all these mesholim for different levels of Elokus being potential for the world. Because there are different levels of potential. But that's all in potential. Not siluk. Siluk means it's infinite revelation of godliness. Nothing can come from it. You have to remove it completely, back into the potential state. When the Rebbe is teaching a mashal, when he gives an analogy, in the mashal is not potential seichel, it's the whole seichel, except it's covered by the garment which the child can through that grasp what it is. Well, that's pretty good, because I don't. Okay. Nevertheless, when you give it to the marshal, this new seichel through the marshal, in its essence, it was already Menumas HaKol B'Mashal. It's all alluded to in the Mashal. It's not potential. In other words, like this. You can have potential of something. Then you can have an actual something. To give you another Mashal, a person can reveal himself through clothing. Right? You wear clothing, you can reveal yourself. Now, the person... You, so to speak, you don't see the person. You see the clothing. But in the clothing is the whole person. It's not the potential person is in the clothing. The whole person's in the clothing, but you don't see the person. From the shape of the clothing, by the way, you can see the shape of the person. Big, small, fat, skinny, whatever. You can see the but it's the whole person in the garments, but it's hidden. A mashal means the whole seichel of the Rav is in the mashal, except the kid can't handle it by itself. So you give a mashal that covers it a little bit. By the way, when you have sunglasses that block the rays of the sun, it's not that the rays of the sun are now potential through the sunglasses. It's not potential sun. Yes. The whole sun is there, covered. But in the covering is the whole sun. Okay? Siluk means the sun is removed. When clouds cover the sun, it's not the pshat, the sun now only potential. The whole sun is there in the cloud, but it's covered. Now we can handle it. If the cloud wouldn't be there, thank you. If the cloud wouldn't be there, we wouldn't be able to handle it. But it's not the potential sun. The actual sun is there.
When the sun is removed, the power is removed. The ore is there or is the ore is gone too?
It's only there in potential. See, because when you say siluk, normally it means you remove it completely. But when the teacher the brilliant, super brilliant, removes the seichel, because even you cut it in half, it's still infinite. Over there, it's not that he forgets the seichel. It's not that the Rebbe forgets the seichel. He just puts it to the side, means now that infinite seichel is only potential. It's not revealed. Here, the whole seichel is in the mashal. Except now the person can handle it. Because, again, sunlight has absolute, sun and sunlight, there's absolutely nothing to do with Hashem and the revelation of Hashem. In Tilim, the Pasuk says, Ki shemeshu mogein Hashem Elokim. Like the sun and the covering around the sun, Odom, whatever you want to call it, is the two names Hashem and Elokim. Yeah? So, Hashem Elokim is likened to the sun and the covering around the sun. Like in last week's parasha, Hashem took the sun out of its minateka. He took it out of its covering, yeah? That's a physical phenomenon. It has nothing to do with Elokus. But when you learn about the mashal of the sun and light, the whole concept of Elokus is in it. Right. Therefore, Siddhis explains, by the way, that a Teda mashal, a mashal that Teda gives, every detail of the nimshal is in the mashal. Sometimes you need to dig deeper in the mashal to find the minute details of the nimshal, of what it's a mashal for.
Can you give an example?
Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech gave 3,000 mishalim. For everything in the world, he gave 3,000 analogy mashal. Vayidaber shleishes halof for mashal, the Pasuk says. By the way, what's more interesting is you can have brilliant people that can't teach little kids. The truth of the matter is a person who is super brilliant can teach kids. He could teach. I don't know what they're going to get. But leave it at that. Because sometimes it takes a greater mind to lower deep things into the lowest level. There's an expression in Yiddish, Ebisfelten havana, felten hasbara. If you can't explain it, that means you don't understand it. If it's lacking explaining, it's lacking in understanding. When somebody understands something thoroughly, they can explain it well. Because by them it's clear. When you start to then you can't, it doesn't work. But in the truth is, the deepest mind is able to lower it to the lowest level. That's what they used to say. Rabbi say about the Rebbe. The Rebbe took the deepest aspects of Chassidus more than all the other Rabbeim. The Rebbe took the deepest aspects of Chassidus and put it into simple words.
Did the other
Rabbeim
talk about
Atzmus
as much? Like
the Rebbe? Yeah. Rebbe Rasha, Mahim. What's it relevant to us?
We understand the Shah, we understand. So what is it?
That means when a person learns Chassidus, learns about godliness, even though it's talking about physical analogies, you're actually learning about the essence of Hashem. And what do you gain by learning the essence of Hashem? Because the greater we realize Hashem is, the more you realize Einoid Milvadei. It's like the more you learn, the more you realize, the less you know. Okay? A person, like I told you a story, a guy, okay, let's learn about Judaism. Okay, in an hour, we'll learn all about Judaism. No? Somebody was asked, Rabbi Rashab, I have an hour a day to learn. Should I learn Gemara or Chassidus? What should I learn? So the Rebbe Rashab said to him, you should learn Chassidus. Why? Because then you'll realize you have another hour of the day to learn. It's not the pshat. Because by learning Chassidus, the importance of Elokus, So then you realize that the world, there's nothing. Why waste my time with it? When you can connect through learning Torah. That's why all this is relevant for us to understand, because the more of Alukus we understand, in other words, like this, we learned already. Emunah begins where Seichel ends. Something I understand, I don't have to believe. I understand it. I'm not believing it. Emunah begins where Seichel ends. So now, if my Emunah begins here, and all of a sudden I understand more, and my Seichel goes here, so now Emunah begins from here. But it doesn't only stop at the top anyway. So the Emunah goes deeper. The Emunah is able to go deeper because, like when the Alter Rebbe wanted to bless the Tzemach Tzedek to give him a bracha in learning, Tzemach Tzedek declined the bracha. He said, I want to have Yigiya B'Torah. I don't want gifts. I want to work in Torah. I want to understand it with my own work. Later on, he regretted it. And he said, Torah is so infinite. As much as Alter Rebbe would have given me as a gift, I could have begat that as the premise and work even higher. Well, the whole thing is Bashayit. He didn't get the brach, but he wanted to reach it on his own. The purpose of learning Chassidus, to learn about God, why is it relevant for us to learn about God? Come on. It's nothing. The more you learn about Hashem, the more you understand about Hashem, the deeper your level of Emunah becomes. And then you realize, Ein Eid Milvadei. And if you realize Ein Eid Milvadei, it will not lead a person to sin. Because you realize Ein Eid Milvadei, the only thing that exists in the world is God. You know, they just discovered this new planet, 24 million light years away. It's saying on the news today, yeah? 24 million light years away. You know how far that is? And that's still limited. It's still 24 million miles. It's not 20 light years. It's not 23 million light years away. It's limited. That means the whole universe is still limited. Yeah? So all this is all limited. Limitation. You do one mitzvah, like we said the other day. You do one mitzvah. You connect to the infinite, not only infinite, you connect to the essence of Hashem. So if a person realizes, not in seichel, but feels Ein Eid Milvadei, then eating is different, sleeping is different, business is different, walking is different, breathing is different. It's all different. It's a whole different type of life. Because then you realize, I don't know what happened, it went off. Anyway. Because then you realize what really is important.
Nothing
is important. That's why the Rebbe said,
nothing but what the Torah says is important. Yeah. But again,
some of us don't know what Torah wants.
Whose fault is that? It's everybody's fault. If you don't know something, it's my fault. Because if I know you, why didn't I tell it to you? No, I'm saying it's everybody's fault. I said that there was a story years ago that there were some, the bus benches, in Tel Aviv had non-Sneezdika women on it. So the frum guys came and broke it and busted it . So the secular Jews in Israel became very angry. So what they did was, they took Sefer Titus and defiled them. Okay? It became a big uproar in the Frum. Oh, look what they did. Yeah? Yes? Now, whose fault was that they defiled the Sefer Titus? It's not that they broke the benches. Why didn't the religious Jews teach the secular Jews the importance of a Sefer Torah? If they knew the importance of the Sefer Torah, they wouldn't retaliate by throwing a Sefer Torah on the floor. Right? So whose fault is it that the non-frum people are not frum? It's the fault of the frum people. They don't know, but the frum people know. Why don't they teach them?
They are so indoctrinated, they are so dense, Rabbi. assume they do approach them, but they don't want to know.
Not true.
Come on, Rabbi, you know that very well.
I know different. That, but Chabad, don't tell me that they're not acceptable.
I know how I was. Okay?
And look at MTU. Something finally penetrated. He took a chisel. The guy that started putting on tefillin with you, we'll leave it out. It's only his fault that you're here. A guy that took a chisel and banged on your stone and he broke through it. I told you, when the neshama is covered by the body, yeah? There's different coverings, like different potentials. You can have a neshama that's covered by the body. All you have to do is blow away the dust. It's fine. Sometimes you need a little, sometimes you need a shovel. Sometimes you need a bulldozer.
The discussion doesn't make any
sense. You need an atomic bomb.
I'm not saying you don't. Why isn't this one? I don't know what happened.